It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. What was Baltimore's Remington neighborhood like 60 years ago? Before moving out to Hamilton with her family, Julia spent the first 16 years of her life in Remington. Of late, the neighborhood is seeing a lot of redevelopment, but Julia says she remembers when she could peek out of the window of her childhood home and see an open field instead of the buildings there now. Julia now lives in Reisterstown at a Catholic Charity senior community. Former producer Jamila Kay spoke with her there a few months ago as part of our senior portrait series.
We lived on Huntington Avenue between 23rd and 21st. It's only like two blocks from North Avenue. Howard, well, now it's called Howard Street. It used to be Oak Street when I lived there. Now that's going back some. I'll tell you, 82 years. So, hey, yeah. I went to school at Margaret Brent. Loved it. Walked to school. We didn't have snow days. All these kids nowadays, you see a flake in the snow and the school's closed. We walked. And we enjoyed it. But Baltimore City was a very, very nice city. It's changed a lot. I'd walk through downtown Baltimore like nothing. We wouldn't dare ride buses. It cost a nickel back then. You know, hey, that cost too much money. So we would walk down to Howard, Lexington Street, go shopping, Lexington Market, North Avenue Market. Oh, yeah. It was enjoyable growing up in Baltimore. I used to have a penny arcade on North Avenue. You all don't know what a penny arcade is, do you?
I know what it is. I've heard of it. I've never had the pleasure.
Yeah. And roller derby on North Avenue over there at the movie where they had the, used to be the movie theater, ice skating rink, roller derby. And the movies on Lexington Street are gone. It used to be four of them on Lexington. The Valencia. I can remember because they said, oh, you know, it wasn't for children. Gone with the Wind. That was one of my first risky movies.
Risky?
Well, back then it was risky. I was like, you know, you didn't take kids to see this kind.
Because of the kiss or
I don't know what it was. Yeah, I guess what it was. But that was down at, I think it was the Valencia that had that. Yep. Oh, yeah. That movie stood out in my mind. It's a shame that it's changed so much. I know everything changes. I guess every state and everything has the same problems, but I always realize you can't go back, but yet I wish we could. You know, actually, we had no fears back then, but now it's so much fear, and you just don't know what to do. But going back doesn't work, only in your mind.
What about now? What about some of your interests and hobbies?
Travel. My daughter has treated me to a cruise, and then she just treated me last year to go to Mexico. So, yeah, we get together, cousins and my sister, my niece, all my nieces' cousins. It's about 12 of us. We just, about every year we go down the ocean, but a group of us, just girls, just the women. And kind of go crazy. Walk the boardwalk, ride the bikes. We like to go to the casinos, bus trips. I enjoyed Maryland altogether, period. I'm still enjoying as much as I can.
That was Julia, an 82-year-old resident at a Catholic Charity senior community in Reisterstown. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, including a link to other senior portraits. I'm Sheila Cass. There's more ahead on Maryland Morning. Stay with us on 88.1.